Back on Caladan, Jessica had fallen into a routine of tending her courtyard garden alone each morning for an hour or two to contemplate the day's obligations. Now, under a daybreak sky colored beige with dust and the canary yellow of the brightening sunrise, Jessica visited one of the sealed dry climate gardens within the citadel of Muad'Dib. The plants required very little water, some through natural selection, others by intentional hybridization. They had grown twisted hard branches, thick-skinned leaves, sharp spines and thorns, impenetrable defenses against the harshness of the environment. Upon hearing of Paul's death, she had rushed to Dune, but her thoughts had been about more than the loss of her son. An entire empire was at stake, a government that would survive or fall depending on the decisions Aaliyah made. In all the times Jessica had thought about Paul's legacy and how his actions and words were being distorted by popular belief, she had not pondered what might happen to the Imperium without Paul. What was the legacy of House Atreides for the children, Leto and Ganema? Her thoughts were interrupted when three men and a woman entered the dry climate garden, seeking her out. They were an odd mix. Each wore a strikingly different outfit, and their facial features and skin tones left no doubt that they came from four different worlds, races, and cultures. They bore the look of governmental delegates. Jessica rose, standing beside a modified choya cactus whose bent limbs looked as if they had frozen in the act of flailing. The cactus provided a shield as she faced her visitors, though surely they had passed through stringent security measures to get this far.
"We apologize for arriving unannounced, my lady, but we hoped for privacy and candor," said the delicately built woman with porcelain-white skin. Blue-black hair hung to her shoulders. She seemed as stiff and formal as her diction. Jessica knew her. Nala Tur from the Tupali Alliance. "We come to speak to you not only as the mother of Muad'Dib and the mother of the Imperial Regent, but also as the Duchess of Caladan."
The tall, gaunt man next to her had rich brown skin, red beads in his hair, and dull, rounded gems set into the flesh of his cheeks. He spoke in a deep baritone voice. "We must talk to you of Lansrod matters. I am Hiran Baha from Midia. Regent Aaliyah has ignored our many messages, but we hope that you can make our words heard." Jessica massaged a soreness at the back of her own neck as she spoke cautiously.
"Even if I agreed to speak on your behalf, you think too much of my power. I have no formal position here. I merely came for the funeral of my son, and I will go back to Caladan as soon as I can."
Nala Tur answered in a brisk voice,
"You are still a member of the Lansrod by virtue of your rulership of Caladan. Whether or not you choose to attend Lansrod meetings in the new hall on Catain, you have legal responsibilities to the reconstituted houses."
"I have many responsibilities. What is it you ask, and on whose behalf?"
The third speaker was a squat and solid man who seemed to be made entirely of muscle, adapted to a high-gravity world.
"Andour," she guessed from the man's accent. "We four are members of formerly exiled noble houses who took refuge behind guild shields on Tupali. During the last year of Paul Muad'Dib's reign, he signed a treaty that effectively granted us amnesty and allowed us to return to the government without fear of trial or execution.
Now, the entire Lansrod, or what's left of it, is shut out," said the dark-haired woman.
Hiran Baha crossed his arms over his chest, tossed his bead-studded strands of hair. "We have been in session on Catain with the representatives of 98 other houses, but the regent grants the Lansrod no real power. And now she has demanded that we surrender our atomics. Clearly, she means to disarm us all."
"What if we need to defend ourselves against an outside enemy?"
The Lansrod families are entitled to their atomics, said the fourth representative, an obese, olive-skinned man with a shrill voice. Jessica didn't recognize him, nor did he introduce himself. She made a placating sound.
There has been no outside enemy for 10,000 years. Maybe my daughter is more worried about intransigent houses. Atomics haven't been used against populations for centuries, so of what use are they to you? Given the past conspiracies against my son, Aaliyah has legitimate concerns about having atomics turned against her.
The shrill-voiced man said, And is it better to place them in the hands of unruly Fremen fanatics? Look at the damage already done in the jihad.
Jessica could not dispute that, but there were things she could not say to this group. She showed no reaction, though they looked for one in her.
We are talking about the Lansrod.
Nala Tur sounded impatient.
For millennia, we provided checks and balances against Supreme Carino rule. By virtue of our rights and long-standing tradition, we must be part of the current government. Even Muad'Dib knew the wisdom in letting the Lansrod continue. The Regent Aaliyah should not rule without us.
Jessica didn't accept all of their arguments.
Muad'Dib has been gone only a month. You expect the entire government to change back to the way it was so swiftly?
The stocky man from the high-gravity planet sounded conciliatory. Yes, his accent was definitely from Andaur. Your son paid only lip service to the reconstituted Lansrod, and the regent is even less receptive to shared governmental responsibilities. We need your help. We cannot allow Aaliyah to become a tyrant.
Jessica scowled. A tyrant? You should choose your words carefully in my presence.
She made a warning gesture and accidentally bumped her hand against the spines of the enhanced Choya cactus, drawing blood from her palm.
Apologies, great lady, but we only seek the best for all concerned, and we need your help desperately. I will speak with my daughter when the opportunity arises, as both her mother and, as you say, as a Lansrod representative. But she is the regent, and I can't guarantee that she will listen to either.
Hiran Baha bowed formally, letting the red beads in his hair dangle in front of his face.
We've all been affected by the jihad, Lady Jessica. We all know the human race will be generations recovering from the last few years. We should not let it grow worse.
Jessica glanced down at her hand. Then at the cactus.
For every move I make, there will be sharp hazards, she thought, and caution cannot protect me from all of them.